Welcome to the talk show dedicated to the wine industry. It's All About Wine. With your host, winemaker, cellar master, vineyardist, and tasting expert, Ron, Vice President and General Manager of Florida State's Winery in Land O'Lakes, Florida. Call our guest line at any time during the live show at area code 646-727-3235.
Basically, what we're trying to do on this program is educate people and make wine less confusing and more friendly.
Broadcasting on blogtalkradio.com and worldwide, including the Armed Forces Radio Network.
How this show has grown from, you know, maybe a couple hundred to over 40,000 people. And yeah. That's fantastic.
From coast to coast.
Basser, Kansas.
Deming, New Mexico.
Ithaca, New York.
Knoxville.
Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Lexington, Kentucky.
Montana.
Moscow, Idaho.
New Hampshire.
New Mexico.
Santa Rosa.
Sevierville, Tennessee.
South Dakota.
The coast of Maine.
The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Westport, Mass.
You know, we really have had some neat people on the program. I love that. Alba Vineyards.
Blog.10Live.
Boys Lick Winery.
Brotherhood.
Camas Prairie Winery.
Candia Vineyards.
Palo de Borghese.
Eagle Springs Winery.
Flathead Lake Winery.
Free the Grapes.
Grapesandwine.cal.cornell.edu.
Heritage Vineyards and Winery.
Hershey Harrisburg Wine Country.
Holyfield Vineyard and Winery.
Hummingbird Ridge Winery.
Joy Soy of Wine.
Prairie Berry.
Rainborn Wines.
Rocky Top Wine Trail.
Sheila Lauer Vineyards and Winery.
Southwest Wine.
Haber Hill.
Ten Spoon.
University of Kentucky Extension.
Vineyard at Hershey.
Vivac Winery.
Walt Vineyard.
Westport Rivers.
Wine Flower.
And around the world.
TheDriftingWinemaker.com. I just arrived in Bali about 3 days ago.
All About Wine is on.
If you have any questions or anything to talk about, we will be more than happy to talk to you about or search it for you or try to find information for you out there, because there is a lot of information out there about wine.
We do occasionally get off topic.
Del Boar Winery.
The most well-known haunted winery in the Midwest.
I've heard voices at the winery.
Call area code 646-727-3235 and let's talk about wine on air. And now, wine enthusiast and industry representatives, All About Wine is on. Here is your host, Ron.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
It is December 26th, as far as the live show goes, Thursday the 26th, and just after 7 p.m. Eastern Time. This is All About Wine. As always, Ron is with us live, the wine expert, local guru, and just all-around cool people. So, and if you do want to get on, make sure you give us a call, and you'll be placed into the screening room while I'll have a little short chat with you to make sure that you're going to talk about wine, and hopefully I won't get fooled like last time, but that's cool.
Well, you wiped it out, so nobody knows about that if you listen to an archive.
Yes.
So.
Yes, you did not hear that last time because that was edited for actual, I guess, broadcast replay or whatever it is. But, yeah, so it didn't work, but that's cool. So we took care of it. what was it? So tonight we're having a special holiday edition, and we're going to talk about that and because it is the holidays, and there you go. I can't believe I did that. Okay, so mm-hmm. Here's Ron. So here is Ron.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
I had to wait for the bus people to wake up. Yeah.
Yes, that's the problem.
I just looking back on the book, we've been doing a lot of shows on catching up on information and miscellaneous stuff and all that. Going into the new year, we're going to start hitting Texas hard again. We covered Texas a little bit back in October, and I had a couple guests on, but we need to get back to Texas and start doing the rest of the states. We got hung up on Texas, and we haven't completed them, and we'll go back and we'll see if we can't get some Texas guests, and then we'll go to, what's after Texas, Tennessee? Yeah, I guess so. No, we've done Tennessee. I don't know.
Starting to use, I guess.
Yeah, I think maybe Utah's next. Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, so we'll do Utah and then Wyoming and stuff like that. We'll get toward the end of the alphabet. Then we'll, this year, well, next year, because it's really not 2014 yet, but in 2014, we'll probably start at the top of the alphabet again, too, because there was, I don't know, what was it, the first seven states that we talked to, we really didn't get guests on them. It wasn't until after we were into it a little bit, then we started to get guests. Mm-hmm. I was calling him up and interviewing him before the show, and we decided to ask him to join us on the show, and it works out real well. So we'll go back and we'll get guests from the first ones. California, we can, you know, if we're lucky, spend a lot of time in California talking to the guests there and different things. We have talked to some of them there in California, though. We've talked to a few. We had a guy that did biodynamic grape growing, which is sort of cool. So, but we'll do that. That's what we got coming up in the future. Our holiday program, ho ho ho. I posted on Facebook on our All About Wine Facebook page. Tune in for the holiday program. I'll say ho ho ho. I did. So we're caught up. That's our holiday program.
That's what you meant by that. I didn't realize you were actually going to. Okay. Why did you post it? Okay. That makes sense now.
You know, Mike's been on vacation, so he hasn't had to think. So.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Just drink wine.
Yeah, just drinking wine. That's all he's been doing. So what I decided on this program here, a couple of things I'm going to do. There's a few topics I'm going to cover and all that. But one of the things I'm going to do is go back and revisit, as it seems to be the thing to do, is revisit the past year and look at some of the topics we've covered and some of the things that we've talked about in this past 12 months. We've talked to quite a few wineries. Tucker's Walk Vineyard and Farm Winery in Gerritsen, South Dakota, was one of our guests. He came on and explained a lot of stuff about that was way back in January. That was January 24th we talked to him. Dave Tucker, interesting program there. All this stuff, too, by the way, is on archives. You can go back and pick up a lot of this stuff and listen to what's going on and all that in archives. We also, Strawbell Winery. Don from Strawbell Winery was on the program in Renner, South Dakota. That was fun. I enjoyed that program quite a bit. One of the things we learned when we were talking to South Dakota this past year is that the name of the capital of South Dakota is not Pierre. And I have mispronounced it my entire life. It's Pierre. So all of you out there who are pronouncing it Pierre, it's actually pronounced Pierre. So keep that in mind. We also did another Bob Weirich from Prairie Berry. Prairie Berry. Boy, try to say that three times fast. Winery. That was fun. He talked to us quite a bit about what was going on up there and all that. And one of our highlights on the opening there, too, from Prairie Berry. In March, we visited again, Jeremy Benson, who is the CEO of FreeTheGrapes.org. If you're not familiar with that website, you really need to check it out. I mentioned it quite a few times and all that. But if you're new to us, and there are people new to us all the time, so thanks. But if you're new to us, then check it out. It's FreeTheGrapes.org. And it is a site that is set up. I was just sent a note here. Am I on air? Yes, I'm still on air. Mike was wondering. Good site. Basically what they do on that site is they try to, their job is to try to get the grapes possible to ship around the country, to try to get it so you can ship grapes everywhere, get away from some of these antiquated laws, some of these old laws that from the Prohibition era that are still steaming over and stuff like that. You're back, I see, Mike.
Yeah, that's me. Okay, you're
yes, back. I do. I hear you slapping something, too.
No.
Yeah, sounds like
maybe
it.
Maybe it's my connection. I'll check something.
Yeah. Mm. Not a clicking sound or something in there. But so freethegrapes.org. If you are not familiar with it, check it out. Freethegrapes.org. Jerry Benson was our guest. He's been on a couple years ago, and he joined us again back in March. And we talked about how shipping is improving and all that. He said that he is striving for being out of a job. That's a odd way to look at it, but actually, if you consider what he's doing, he's trying to get all the states to be a little bit more free to be able to ship everywhere and to be able to send wine to anyone and everyone and all that. Then I hope he gets out of a job too, because that means that this country would be a lot easier to ship around to different places. March also was heading into Easter, so we checked out some kosher wines. We had Rabbi Jeff from a local synagogue that came on and joined us and described what kosher wine. Boy, that clicking is starting to become almost irritating, Mike. I don't know what that is, but there, that
well,
stopped there.
I have my mic muted, so it's there's not anything I'm doing in the background here.
Can you hear it?
No.
Here. It's coming through on this. It's probably going on the program, too. Yeah.
No. I thought it was coming through the mic, so I muted my side. So.
Oh, I don't know. It's just... there, you just clicked again. I don't think it's me picking up and causing the clicking. It might be, too. I don't know. Well, but we had Rabbi Jeff join us back in March, and he explained to us what kosher wine is. Kosher wine basically is wine that has no items in it that is against the Jewish law. The rabbi watches it being made and be sure that it's basically, after Rabbi Jeff explained everything, I mentioned to him, it sounds to me like all wines are kosher. And he chuckled and said, well, yes, they probably are, because none of them would be in contact with the stuff that would not be good anyway. So, interesting program. He was fun. He told us a couple of stories and different things about kosher and how it works and all that stuff. I enjoyed that episode a lot. In fact, attended one of the Passover meals at the local synagogue, Seder is what it was, interesting. So not being Jewish, I found that extremely interesting, and Rabbi Jeff was a great, great guest. We also went to Pennsylvania. We spent a lot of weeks in Pennsylvania. The reason we spent a lot of weeks in Pennsylvania is because once I contacted Pennsylvania, they kept passing it around and stuff like that. So we talked to a lot of wineries in Pennsylvania, and we did a few episodes on Pennsylvania. Some miscellaneous episodes were popping in there. In May, we talked to the Drifting Winemaker, which was interesting. He was in Bali at the time. This guy does a blog, and it's an interesting blog. He travels around the world helping wineries out. What a, you know, I mean, Mike and I, after we got him off the program, was wondering how he does this. I mean, what a great way to do a living. I mean, he goes different places. At the time, he was in Bali. He just got to Bali that morning, and he was taking a short break before he went back down to Australia. Marlborough region was where he was at the time, and he was telling about some of the wines in there and how he's traveled around and what he does and all that. So what a fascinating interview, fascinating man, and, you know, something that we'd all love to be able to do. Blue Step Winery, Lynn Slocum from Tennessee was on with us in May also, as was JB from Eagle Springs Winery in Tennessee. They both were telling us about stuff in southern Tennessee areas and all that. They were both pretty close to each other. The wineries weren't too far. Microclimates. Well, we talked about microclimates in both of those. Both of them had some tremendous microclimate influence on their grape growing and stuff. So nice programs on that. We also talked to in June to Jim Kassan. An investor story I got here, and I don't know what Mike, maybe you can help me out on this. Jim Kassan, what was his I'm sorry, my
yep.
engineer just was telling me something. No, okay.
Yeah, I think I need to look that one up again.
Yeah, Jim Kassan. I have his name here, but I don't have any more information in front of me on it. But he was a guest on the program. End of June, we had a program which really, really surprised me, and I think it surprised Mike too. We talked about hydraulic fracturing or fracking. The premise of this show was to address how fracking might affect wine grapes. Well, that microphone or whatever it is really clicking now. If you're not familiar with hydraulic fracturing is the method of drilling into the earth down to the shell layer. Then it is pumped full of dirty water. Dirty water is probably the best way. It's a highly chemically treated water that is pumped into the shell layer. And what this does is it breaks up the shell layer and causes the release of oils and natural gas. A tremendous amount of oils and natural gas that is released. And a lot of it is trapped under the country. They're saying that we have a tremendous supply of oil and natural gas in this country captured in the shell layer. Then after they do this and start pulling out this oil and natural gas, they pump this water back out of there. And because it is so highly chemical, they put it in great big drying ponds, if you will. That's probably the best way to describe it. Great big heavily lined holes in the ground, heavily lined with plastic, very thick plastic. And they put this water in that, and they let the water evaporate, which causes the chemicals that are in the water to settle in the bottom. Then they gather that up and dispose of it. Now, didn't go into why or where they disposed of it and all that. That wasn't the purpose of the program. The purpose of the program was actually to address if hydraulic fracturing is going to cause a problem with grapes, because grapevines tend to seek water. And if it is very dry, they're going to go down and seek water wherever they can find it. And, you know, who knows how low these roots are going to get. Well, we actually came to no conclusion. About a month ago, we did another program on hydraulic fracturing as a follow-up, simply because they are starting to find that they're doing more hydraulic fracturing or fracking off the coast of California. And we talked a lot about the Monterey area being full of the shell and the oils and gas that they're looking for. And they're starting to do it off the coast. The Monterey area has a lot of vineyards, an awful lot of vineyards, as you may know. So we addressed that to see how the hydraulic fracturing might be affecting the grapevines there. And again, no conclusion, but the point being, hydraulic fracturing in California almost makes you think, well, wait a minute, if that's going to happen, isn't California full of fault lines, Monterey area and everywhere else? And so that might be an issue too. But we're not trying to say fracking is good. We're not trying to say fracking is bad. We're just simply trying to address it as opposed to grapevines. And no conclusion. We really came up with no conclusion. I tried to contact, there's a couple of movies out. I tried to contact the people who were principals in making that movie and got no response. told him I just wanted to come on and have him talk about it. I wasn't trying to point a finger, and I got no response. I also tried to contact some other people about the hydraulic fracturing, and I didn't get response from most of anyone. But they're saying, and scientists are saying, it will not affect grapevines, it will not affect the water supply, it will not affect anything because it's so deep. Well, they're still bringing the dirty water out of the ground. So I don't know. Mike had one viewpoint that was very valid about, you know, this dirty water and how that's going to affect everything around it. And, you know, we don't know. And if grapevines are around this and they're storing this, any type of leak into the ground or any type of leaching into the soil, the grapevines could pick it up, feed it into the grapes, and is that going to affect our wine that we're drinking, and is it going to affect us? Well, we don't know. And these are all questions that we brought up during the show on fracking. And the show got a great response. There was a tremendous amount of listeners on that program, and archives and everything else. People are concerned. People are wondering. People are, and we never came up with an answer. I tried to contact the people again who did that movie, and I found out that two of the girls, actually it was three of them, two girls and a guy, and two girls have switched alliance. They are now saying that, you know, hydraulic fracturing is not as bad as we thought. It's not going to hurt anything. Everything's safe. So, you know, we need to do follow-up shows, and we will be doing follow-up shows in 2014 as we find out stuff and as we see stuff on fracking. But as of now, it's pretty much still up in the air, and we don't have any conclusive answers or anything to really say about it. In July, Paul of Massinahoff Winery was on. That's in Texas. Our first Texas winery that we talked to for a while. And Texas has a lot of wineries, and they're all over the state and the hill country and stuff like that. And we found some really interesting things about Texas. Again, we will follow up more on that throughout 2014. Also talked to Gary and Rory Eubanks. Gary and Rory Eubanks talked to us in August. They were in the winery. They came into the winery, and we started talking. I found out that they had traveled and were part of the international teaching group that had traveled around different parts of the world, and they were wine drinkers. And because they were wine drinkers, they had an opportunity to try wines in all sorts of different places and locales and stuff that we would never consider. And so they came onto the program and talked to us about the different wines they have tried in different parts of the world, some good, some bad, some interesting stories. A good interview, a good time, a lot of interesting stuff about wines around the world and some, especially European countries. That's most of the world in the European countries. Interesting program. If you hadn't heard it, you know, check it out in the archives. That's back in August, the 1st of August. We also did another program talking about Texas and the wine regions there and all that. In September, we had a couple of very interesting shows. I really enjoyed the first one. We talked about the founders of Barefoot Winery. Oh, this is horrible. I got a blank on their names right now. Who are they, Mike?
Barefoot?
Barefoot. Bonnie and...
okay. Bonnie Harvey, Michael...
Michael. Yeah.
Mike Houlihan.
Yeah. Mike Houlihan and Bonnie Harvey.
And Bonnie Harvey, yeah.
Yeah. They founded Barefoot Winery. Everybody knows Barefoot Winery. They were on the program. They explained to us the process that they went through, how they obtained Barefoot Winery, what happened, and how they happened to get Barefoot Winery, and the grapes and all that stuff. And they also told us how the foot came about. Actually, the foot is a copy of Bonnie's foot, her Barefoot was traced, and that's what is used on every one of those bottles that you see Barefoot. They expanded it. They did a whole new approach to wine. They took the idea that wine needs to be marketed, not just you make it and people are going to buy it. You need to get out, you need to really market that. And so they approached it that way. And Barefoot is everywhere. You can't walk into a store without seeing a Barefoot wine. They have since sold it out. Actually, Gallo has bought Barefoot from them, but they do tours around the country, speaking engagements, telling about the story. They shared a lot of interesting little anecdotes and things with us during the program. The program is from September 19th this past year, so if you get an opportunity, if you want to hear it, check it out. And they talked a lot about it. They have a book out. I got the book also, Mike. I didn't tell you, and I've read through that. That's an interesting story on the book. Really, really a nice, interesting story. And they talked about how they come about making, how it expanded and what happened and all that stuff and everything. So check out the archives if you like. And then Barefoot Winery, book is available on all sorts of outlets, Amazon or stores or everywhere, I guess. Books anymore, you can get in just about anywhere. But if you, it's a good story, though, very good story. Week after we talked to them, we had another great interview. We talked to Vance Rose. Vance Rose is, I get cork from Amarin, Amarim Cork. That's the company I buy my corks from, and that's who I've been getting from corks from for quite some time, actually. My representative, I told him, I said, I'd like to have somebody on that knows about corks that can talk to us about corks. And, you know, anyone, I don't care who it is, just someone to talk about corks. I asked him this about a year ago, and he said he'd get somebody, and I had to remind him again. Well, Vance Rose came on the program. Oh, my gosh, what fun and what a lot of information. I enjoyed that program tremendously. I went back and listened to it again not too long ago to remind myself of different things. He is full of knowledge, so much about corks. He knows so much about wine corks and the trees and how they're made, and just a gob of information. It was fascinating. And I think most of the program, both Mike and I were sitting there going, oh, really? Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I mean, it's just a lot of information on corks. One of the things, like the recycled corks, he was saying, women's cork shoes. If any of you ladies out there have cork shoes, women's cork shoes are actually made almost entirely of recycled cork from wine bottles. That's the biggest usage for recycled cork. It's in women's cork shoes. But a great program, a lot of information on that, and just a lot of fun talking to him. A very interesting man. Wasn't a dull interview at all. He really knew his stuff, and just a lot of fun doing it. We also talked to Ladoga Ridge Winery in Missouri. I had an opportunity to visit the man, ask him if he'd be on the show with us, and he agreed. And in October, he was a guest on the program, and it was a lot of fun. He told how he got started in it and some of the struggles and all that he's went through. When I visited him, the ground was so wet. He had grapes sitting on the vine that needed to be picked, and he couldn't get them off. It was too wet out there. And finally, a couple of days after we talked to him, he had just picked all the grapes on that. But interesting man up there, and he's located in Smithville, Missouri is where the winery is. October, we also did our Halloween month, our haunted Halloween month. We talked on October 10th about some haunted places around the country and stuff like that, and haunted things. We had done interviews to haunted wineries before. One of the biggest ones that we did an interview on was the winery in Liberty, Missouri, that is haunted. Belvoir Winery in Liberty, Missouri. Actually, they even had an episode on Ghost Hunters. Thank you. I had a blank on that. They had an episode on Ghost Hunters of Belvoir Winery. And they actually said, yes, we got paranormal activity. So that was fun. We talked more about them. But then on October 17th, Bunker Hill Winery. Bunker Hill Winery is located not too far. And, and I have to admit, I told her I'd come down to visit her, and I just have not gotten away and gotten down there and to visit her yet. But Bunker Hill Winery is just south of the winery here, east and a little south of Tampa, quite a bit east, actually. It's not like just right down the road, but east. It's just east of I-75. If you look on maps of the Tampa area, Bunker Hill, we're just west of I-75, about 5 miles. They are about 5-6 miles east of I-75, south of us. A lot of paranormal activity there. Unbelievable amount of stuff that she told us. Talking about all sorts of things that's going on, how they get walk out of a door and the door locks behind them, and they had to go to the house and get keys. Now everybody carries keys with them everywhere because doors are always locking behind them. They also talked about the stones in the ground. They've buried pets and stuff, and how the stones have been moved, and all sorts of stuff on that. So great, great haunted winery stories there. It just was fascinating. And she invited us to come back, call her again. So she's going to, be a guest in the future also, and we'll talk more about Bunker Hill Winery. I hope to visit it before we do get them back on the program. In fact, I will visit before we get them back on. But really, really a lot of fun talking about the Bunker Hill Winery and all the paranormal activities there. And then on the 24th of October, Joy's Joy of Wine joined us. Again, Joy's Joy of Wine has been on before. I blatantly plagiarized a lot of her information. I told her, and when I do, I tell you, it's from hers. But she does a couple of blogs. She does a blog called Joy's Joy of Wine, which is obviously about wine. An interesting, fun program about wine. And she came on, and she had done some research into haunted wineries and haunted places that serve wine, beer, and alcohol spirits. And we talked about some of the stuff there that she has came across. She's been on some of the ghost tours at some of these places. She's located, she lives up in the Midwest in Illinois, I believe, Indiana, something like that. She's visited some of the wineries around there that have been and some of the places around there. But we talked about a lot of that stuff. Also, Joy does another blog called A Grave Interest, and it's about cemeteries, graveyards. She likes to visit graveyards, the headstones and all that. Her and Mike took over the program and talked for quite some time about graveyards and the haunted graveyards and different activities that they've experienced in graveyards and all. So we had ourselves a haunted winery episode a couple of weeks there, and it was fun. A lot of the listeners to it, people seem to enjoy that stuff. We skipped a couple of weeks after those. I was doing some bottling, and Thanksgiving popped in there, and then we did some shows talking about just some miscellaneous things and all that. Last week we had Sonia Gigoli from Australia. And she was on the program telling us about what she does. She is a sustainable viticulturist. She's looking at doing ways to make vineyards more sustainable and getting them to grow crops and to use the fertilizers and the different fertilizers from the must and different things. And so it was a very interesting program. Also, we talked about the area that they're in, which is Queensland. And Queensland, it really isn't noted too much. When you think of Australia, you don't think of up in Queensland, which is north of the areas that you think for wine growing. Australian areas are usually the southern coast all around the southern edge, and Queensland being north of the areas that you think of. But they're saying, she said that they grew a lot of alternative grapes there, and a tremendous amount of different alternative grapes. There is 35 to 40 wineries in the area, and interesting program on Queensland wines. You can check that out on archives. Also, on Queensland wines, you can go to www.queenslandwine.com.au and check out some stuff there. Fantastic year this past year. We're looking forward to having a great year in 2014. And talking to some more wineries and more people and all that. If you know of anybody who wants to be on the program, if you know anybody that's involved with the wine business, and it could be involved with the wine business in any way, shape, or form, distributors out there or manufacturers or salespeople or someone knows about it or bloggers. I'm going to try to get some bloggers on this year, people who blog about wine and have been involved with it and all that. There's quite a few bloggers out there that are really interesting. So we will hit it strong in 2014 and start doing some, the clicking stopped. Wow. We will try to, hit it strong on 2014, and we'll be giving you some great programs coming up here. A couple of things I want to talk about that before we go here tonight. A study that has appeared by some American researchers suggests that something is affecting grapes and the different tastes, and that's microbes, the fungi and bacteria that appear on grapes and sequentially in pre-fermented juice or the must affect the rate of fermentation, and they appear to have stable characteristics within certain regions around the country and around the world. And the study has amazed data from 273 samples, and they found that these microbes do cause a difference in taste. The winemaker can do what he thinks he's doing, but the microbes make a lot of difference. So this is a recent study on that, and the researchers from UC Davis and also Constellation Brands, and then also from Microtech, use methods of studying genome sequencing to arrive at their findings. So, Jimmy, it's not just some, flaky group. Excuse me. It is some high-ranking and highly knowledgeable people. It was published in the Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences. So this is a finding that's both interesting and powerful. They're saying that all things being equal, wines from different places tend to taste different. And if wine microbes can explain the science behind terroir, then that explains a lot. This is where this powerful insight could veer into Vigneous horror film is if microbes can be harnessed or replicated to make wines from less expensive regions approximate wines from more expensive regions. So an interesting possibility on that, an interesting take on that. You take the, and we can duplicate just about anything now through genetic engineering and all that, and start feeding it into these grapes, and oh my gosh, what's going to happen? So, interesting thing there. Microbes are great difference in the taste and what can cause a lot of these different tastes in wines. I find that quite fascinating. Something I always like to bring up, and at this time of year, what I've been talking about for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and this is the last time you're going to hear me say this, but remember, Gallo is accepting corks from the Gallo family of wine. They are accepting corks from the Gallo family of wine. They're taking these corks, and for every cork you send them, they are donating $5 to Senior Meals on Wheels program. Yay. Great program. Great, great effort. I just am absolutely thrilled that Gallo is doing this, and I'm doing whatever I can to talk it up and to help them, all that. So if you are a drinker of Gallo wines, and it is a big batch of them, they got a lot of wines in their portfolio. If you are a drinker of Gallo wines, then you need to save the corks and send them in. You can go to our website. There's a link on that. There's also a link on a bunch of stuff. You can go to the Gallo website, and it's called, I don't know. I'm asking my engineer, and she doesn't know. I asked Mike. What's it called?
Which one? Every Cork Counts, I think.
Every Cork Counts. Check that. There you go. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Every Cork Counts is what it's called. So go to the Gallo website, and Every Cork Counts. Excuse me. I'm going to be shipping a box of corks to them. People at the winery has been bringing stuff in. I've been announcing it to people. I've been talking about on Facebook. I've been putting in newsletters and everything. I got quite a few. People have been bringing in different Gallo family wines, a lot of Gallo family wines. So they're accepting any of them. Every cork, $5 goes to Senior Meals on Wheels. So great calls. If you have any, check it out. Get them in. You have to be postmarked by the end of this month, by the 31st, which is a week from Tuesday. They have to be postmarked, and they have to receive them by the 15th of January. And it's a P.O. box, so you're not going to be able to UPS them or FedEx them. You're going to have to send them by the mail because it's a P.O. box. But just pack them up and get them in. And, again, good cause. Yay, Gallo. I was looking at different things here. One of the big topics, Chinese markets for alcohol and wine, is we've talked about Chinese wines quite a bit over the year and all that. And the demand for alcohol and wine is growing at a fast pace in the past decade in China. It's exploding. And it's not looking at slowing down any. They're saying that the long-term forecast for 2016 to 2021 is showing China as being the biggest importer of wines in the world. In fact, most of the wines that China is making now is staying in China. They're not exporting too much because of the demand is so great there. So something to we're going to be following throughout the year, seeing what's going on with Chinese wines and stuff. We'll keep you posted on that. It is 6 days away from New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve is usually the most champagne-consumed night of the year. I have been mentioning over and over again, if you don't just delegate champagne to special occasions, don't just let champagne be something that you only have because of New Year's or something. Yeah, open it up. Have it with meals and different things. And there's some great champagnes out there. If you are out looking for champagnes, don't just look for champagne. Champagne, obviously, is a proprietary name for the Champagne region of France. And you're going to be spending a lot of money on it. If you have the money, great, more power to you. But most people don't have the money that some of the champagnes demand. So if you're looking for a sparkling wine, then check out just that, sparkling wines. A lot of the wineries in this country are labeling them sparkling wines. We can no longer call them champagnes as of, you know, quite a few years ago, actually about 7 years ago. But sparkling wines are still very popular out there. You're still going to find a lot of those listed and a lot of those all over the place, along with champagnes and stuff. But check out those. Also, Cava, C-A-V-A, Cava, that is the Spanish sparkling wine, Spanish champagne, they call theirs Cava. There's some great, great sparkling wines, Cava, out of Spain. Reasonably priced, nice flavors, nice taste, nice, you know, just really nice, nice bubbly things that you would normally not pay much attention to, normally turn your nose up at because it's Spanish, but there are some great ones out there. There's this one wine writer, Richard Jennings, made a list of champagnes and the different types of champagnes and all that that he suggested. A rather busy list, if you will, I thought. He had lots of stuff on there and explained about each one. But you can check out his blog. It's R-J-O-N Wine, R-John Wine. com, and it's his blog. Check on the Champagne 2013 Buyer's Guide, and he lists a lot of different champagnes and the price spread and stuff like that. And it's interesting. There's some decent suggestions there. Some of them are, I don't think they're all available throughout the country here. They may be, but most of them are. So check that out if you want to see it. Another thing, Prosecco. The Prosecco is the Italian sparkling wine, the Italian bubbly. It's some great ones out of there, too. Fantastic taste, fantastic prices. So Prosecco and Cava, sparkling wine or champagne. It's coming up 6 days. And then you can continue drinking those on into the new year and not have to worry about, well, it's a special occasion because, hey, you know, that stuff's good all the time. Let's see. There's something I wanted. There was a expo this past year and drew thousands and thousands in Sonoma County for Sonoma Fairgrounds for an expo, the North Coast Wine Industry Expo. French wine prices, red wine prices are looking at climbing the highest they've been since at least 1995, and that's probably attributed to a lot of the fact that they've had horrendous hailstorms over this year. Just way, way too many hailstorms there to try to recover from. And so the prices are going to be very expensive for French red wines over the next few years from this year. The world is drinking more wine than ever. The trend is boosting up. It's started to jump up in 2013, and it is climbing steadily. It's wine production. In the world, the top countries in 2013, France, number one, Italy, number two, Spain, number three, China fell in at number four. The U.S. is number five with Argentina, six, Australia, South Africa, Germany and Chile. So it's wine production is just booming around the world. The grapes are growing well and all that. Wine consumption in France is down by 12%. United States is up by 36.8% in wine consumption. United States is now the number one consumer of wines in the country, or in the world. They took that over that spot over this past year. About 6 months ago, I mentioned it on there. So we are the biggest wine consumers here in the United States. Italy is down on wine consumption by 26%. Germany by only a little over 0.5%. China is up on wine consumption by 66.6%. United Kingdom is up almost 30%. Russia, the biggest gain of all of them, 121% increase on wine consumption over the last decade in Russia. Argentina is down almost 20%. Spain, 34%. And Australia up 37%. So it's some of the countries, some of the classic countries that you expect to be consuming wine. It isn't. The ones that the big winemakers, those are the ones that are down. The ones that are up are some of the countries you don't really expect. So this is what's going on. Some interesting changes in wine consumption around the world too. It's just average red wine. Portugal is making some great red wine. White wines. Austria is getting some great reviews on it. So just a little bit of information of what's going on. Some of the this is from Barclays, that the latest information I just read you there is from Barclays, information from them. So, I'm going to wrap it up, I think. We talked about a little bit about the, what was happening in the past and what to look for in the future. And I think have a good year coming up in front of us here. I think we're going to have some nice interviews and all that. And of AFRN, thanks for being part of our listening audience out there. We really appreciate it. That's something else in 2013 that I was absolutely thrilled with, that AFRN joined us and they are part of our listening audience. It's broadcast around the world on Armed Forces Radio Network, which is great. I think it's fantastic that they're joining us. So we look forward to everyone out there being with us over the next year and drinking wine and enjoying it. And again, if you want to be on the program and know anybody who might be a good guest, email me or call or something, and we'll see if we can't get him as a guest.
Yeah, amazing. It's been a great year. Great, interesting things, and good discussions and varied interest. And we had the controversial topics, like you mentioned, with the fracking and everything. It caused a lot of listeners, that's for sure, because it's things that are not just affecting wine, but it's affecting a lot of people out there. And then you have the ones who changed their opinions of it, or that were working with them, and now, like you said, they're no longer with them. Wish we could get them on and find out what the deal is there. But that's the way it goes.
I tried. Something else think I need to address too is genetically engineered grape, GMO, genetically modified organism, genetically modified grapes. Florida does grapes that are genetically modified. But I think we're going to do a program on that, because this big thing with GMO right now is really starting to become the front and center. And I think a program about genetically modified grapes, or what is being done and what isn't being done. And I just think it's something that we'll look at doing a program on that in the future here. I'm not sure. We'll keep you posted on our Facebook page and stuff, but a program on GMO grapes I think might be interesting.
Yeah, very good. Okay, we'll look forward to that, definitely. Let's see, quick shout out to Chris Mack, just joined us on Twitter, started following us. He's he has a I guess it's a blog or a website. It says all the news that's fit to drink: spirits, wine, beer, craft cocktails, and more. You want to check it out, and thank you for following us on Twitter now, and a couple of, you know, just a quick shout-out to you. Again, thanks, probably missed them, but thank you to AFRN and all your listeners out there. We'll give the information out at the end of the live show on how to you know, tune in to the AFRN, follow them on Twitter and Facebook and everything, and our time with them is probably up, so hopefully we'll see them next year and on the next show. Also, this coming weekend, the 28th, looks like another busy time out at the winery. You do have Wine Fest, and we have, 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. That is Saturday the 28th. So come on out. The weather's going to be incredible. We're not shoveling snow down here. I don't think there's any chance of that ever, but you never know. Never say ever. But,
never say never. You're right.
That's true. So we won't be shoveling feet of snow, at least this particular weekend. We won't be shoveling any of it. So it's going to be great weather. You definitely want to come down here and enjoy it, and enjoy Wine Fest. That is December 28th, 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. You have live entertainment with Patrick Foy. He's got great sounds. You can have a glass of wine, relax, and enjoy the day at Florida State's Winery. You have several – somebody lit a match or something. You have several vendors there this week, this weekend. let's see. Who you have somebody new down here, and I forgot who it was. Casey is new, sells sterling silver fashion and gold-filled jewelry, handbags, and women's apparel. And you'll have Mary Kay, Casey's new, you'll have Mary Kay again, Donna with a climbing earring that goes up the edge of the ear, which is interesting. And let's see, all kinds of vendors. You definitely want to come out and check it out and do some great shopping. And just because the holidays are over doesn't mean you don't know anybody with a birthday or some other event, or just for yourself to put stuff for you, yourself personally, or... Wow, I just smell like a match or something. Maybe it's, I don't know. So, got off. This is one of those, sometimes we don't go on topic. Anyway, check that out. It's great, and it's just a fun time always at Florida State's Winery. Also pet-friendly, and just make sure you're, vaccinated and so always welcome with the pets, and as family-friendly, definitely. Let's see, this month the tip jar is for Alzheimer's Association and Research. So if nothing else, stop by the winery anytime during the open hours and add a little something to the tip jar next to the counter there. It's always great and welcome. So do that and help out a great cause, another great cause. Every month the benefit changes to a different organization, and this month again it's for Alzheimer's Association and Research. So stop by and do that, and join the crew at Winefest and all the vendors this Saturday again, the 28th, 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. And I thought I had one of these things. Let me do this little ad. We'll be back in 1 minute on All About Wine. Stay tuned.
Coming up this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., it's Wine Fest at Florida Estates Winery in Land O'Lakes, Florida. Come out and enjoy the live music. Relax with a glass of world-class wine. Participate in an informative wine tasting with Ron. Have fun and shop our vendors offering many unique handmade items and some brand names you have known for years. Wine Fest is a great time to pick up unique gift items. Enjoy your weekend with us at Wine Fest, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. this Saturday at Florida Estates Winery, located at 25241 State Road 52 in Land O'Lakes, Florida. From I-75, take exit 285 and turn west for approximately 4 miles. See you Saturday at Wine Fest.
There you go. All right. And I don't know if you got my instant message or not, but Jim Cassane is from Georgia. He was, or I guess, yeah, he was a wine industry contributor and investor who helped start Chestnut Mountain Winery.
And, oh, okay. Yes, I remember.
He did quite a bit with the wine industry and getting it to grow in the 1980s. Quite a big thing there.
That was six
months ago. That was on June 13th. So really good show with him, as many of our guests. So really appreciate that. Yeah, it's been a great year. We're looking forward to another busy year ahead of us in 2014, which will be our next show. Looks like it will be next Thursday, January 2nd, a new year, and a whole new set of shows for everybody out there. And it's going to be great. Thank you for joining us. It is the top of the hour, 8 o'clock, so I guess we can end the show on that note. And thanks again to everybody for following us on Twitter, liking the Facebook page. Both of those numbers are growing, and we really appreciate that. And who knows, if you do that, we'll give you another shout-out on the show sometime. So thanks again. Happy New Year. Be safe. And, make sure you drink in a controlled environment and you don't have to go driving afterwards. And drink responsibly. And enjoy it. Yes. And thanks to everybody who's been on the show in 2013. And we look forward again to another great year right here on All About Wine. And we'll see y'all next Thursday, January 2nd at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on All About Wine, Blog Talk Radio, and AFRN. But I don't know if we'll hear that about. So.
Thank you all very much.
We'll see you. Thank you. We'll see you next one. Thank you. And here we go.
This concludes tonight's broadcast of All About Wine with your host, Ron, Vice President and General Manager of Florida States Winery. Florida State's Winery is located at 25241 State Road 52 in Land O'Lakes, Florida, 4 miles west of Interstate 75 or east of US 19 and US 41. For more information on Florida State's Winery, visit the website at floridaestateswines.com or call area code 813-996-2113. The email address is corp@floon.com. That's corp@floon.com. For more information on All About Wine and future shows, please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/allaboutwinebtr or visit our website at allaboutwinebtr.com. Archived shows are available as a free download on iTunes and on our show page at blogtalkradio.com/allaboutwine. Follow the Armed Forces Radio Network on Twitter at the AFRN and on Facebook at facebook.com/Armed Forces Radio. Thank you for listening to this show. We'll see you next time on All About Wine.